Congratulations getting that first one out of the way.
Thank you. It was great, man.
How did it feel?
Amazing. I got to hit the O.
I just said that. You're a Baltimorean, so you knew to pause.
Yeah. Every time I sing the anthem, no matter where I sing it, I'm always thinking of the O in the back of my mind. So it was pretty cool to hear it yell back at me.
I've seen it fluster a few anthem singers over the course of all the sporting events we get to go to, whether they're here, College Park, Camden Yards, doesn't matter. We get to hear a lot of O's.
I think it's a beautiful thing. You know, it's our city is unique. We took a song, well, a poem that was written here, and we made it our own. So I think it's a beautiful thing.
So you get to become the Ravens anthem singer as we really start this incredible celebration for our Star Spangled Banner here, written in Baltimore, of course, by Francis Scott Key. That's a pretty cool thing.
It's pretty awesome. I mean, I'm in the military, so traveling in the military, I get to hang around a lot of people who aren't from Baltimore. So I see myself as a walking, talking billboard for my city, so it's a pretty good thing.
So take us through this story. It's amazing. You are in Afghanistan serving our country. John Harbaugh is doing one of his trips that he has regularly to visit with troops, and you find out that he's there. And then what happens?
My commander put it out that he was there. I was actually scheduled to work that night, and I scrambled around. I got a sergeant who just so happened to be a Steelers fan. I got she didn't want to see him, but I went and got her to cover my shift, and I ran down there and got there a little bit late, got some things signed. On my way outside the door, I just decided to ask him, like, you know, if I wanted to sing for just one game, how would I go about doing it? And he just gave me a name. And I had no idea that the Ravens were looking for a new singer, so
Total coincidence. All right, so then they open up the competition, about 50 people, and you win. When did you think that you had a chance at this thing, and take us through the competition to actually become the actual anthem singer here on game day?
I didn't know I had a chance until I got the call. During our audition day, you couldn't really hear the other contestants, so I had no clue.
What do you think the difference of nerves will be for you between today at this practice to maybe the first preseason game here in about 10 days to actually opening day here? What's the nerve level going to be? Are you prepared for everything?
I'm building a little bit more confidence with each passing performance. During my audition, I was actually extremely nervous. Today, I just feel like I'm one of the crowd. You know, I feel like I belong here. So,
what's your singing background? I read that you were actually on a few episodes of The Wire. You've been around. You've done some production things.
I was on a few episodes of The Wire. I'm, I guess, self-taught singer. I like to read a lot of books. You know, reading is fundamental. So, no prior like classical training or anything like that. I just like singing, so I sing.
How big of a Ravens fan are you?
I am a huge Ravens fan, especially in the military. Everybody has their team, and everybody's rooting for them. If you're abroad, everybody's repping somebody.
So. Well, thank you for your service. Congratulations on getting the job, and then it was wonderful to hear you today. Great job.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, that is Joey Odoms, the new anthem singer here on game day. Pretty cool stuff right there.